This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Is this Indiana Jones, Jimmy?
Yes, it is.
Love Indy. Short round. Indy.
Are you playing that for the Indiana Pacers, or is today Indiana Jones' anniversary? Like, what, the Raiders of the Lost Ark, was that released to theaters today?
Yes, it was released in 1981.
Indy.
Is the Raiders of the Lost Ark, Crowder, is that the one... I've seen most of the Indiana Jones movies. Is that the one where he rips the dude's heart out?
No, that's the first one.
That's the first one?
Yeah. And it's the second one.
Oh, the second one is the heart?
What's the one where he survives a nuclear blast in a refrigerator in a fridge? The third one?
Yeah, they started getting really cutesy in them later ones.
So
I didn't even know that happened.
I saw that one. I watched until the refrigerator scene, and I turned it off because I said to myself, there's no possible way this gets any better than him surviving a nuclear blast by hiding in a refrigerator. So I gave up. It can't get better from there.
First one, when the rocks, when they were singing and the rocks were falling out the bag and they had to grab them. Now, yeah, India, that was the first one. That was the best one. That was the second one with the rocks. What hell happened in the first one?
Oh, the first one is the Raiders of the Lost Ark, right? Yeah. Yeah, I'm looking at it here. Temple of Doom is the second one. That's right. He was in the temple. I mean, the dumbest scene in movie history. He rips out the guy's heart. I mean, iconic. Yeah. Steph is saying the third one, The Last Crusade, was good. The Kingdom of the Crystal Skull in 2008. Yeah, not good. Anything?
The one recently that came out was pretty decent.
And The Dial of Destiny?
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like any Indiana Jones movie made in the 21st century you could pass on. You'd be okay.
Yeah, it's a little unbelievable now that Harrison Ford's going to save some lives. He's 96 years old.
That's Red Hulk. Come on.
Red Hulk. He was his hand was shaking before he turned into Red Hulk in that movie.
Listen, he's great in Shrinking on Apple TV.
Shrinking?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I'll check it out.
It's similar character to Indiana Jones.
Also released on this day, let me see here, in... 1987, Predator.
Oh, love Predator.
You love Predator. You
never
ever watch
it?
Me neither. I've never seen Predator. I know there's Alien, and then there was Predator versus Alien.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Was it good for real?
Neil Long. Yeah, man. If aliens and predators fighting, and I enjoy it. And then Predators, when they have to go to their planet, they send all the criminals to the Predator planet and get stalked. I love a good Predator movie.
And then 2015, Jurassic World released at theaters. That's when they like revamped the franchise, and it turned from Jurassic Park into Jurassic World.
And the T-Rex was walking through the neighborhood?
Well, no, no.
Oh, okay.
The T-Rex walking through the neighborhood, no. This is the one where they try to genetically modify another Tyrannosaurus Rex with a raptor, and then at the end, the T-Rex has to, like, save the day. They opened up a new park, and look at Cuno, man.
Yeah, they make some crazy stuff. They have a new, July
2nd. Yeah,
there's a new Jurassic Park.
I'm going, man.
I don't think I've seen any of the recent Jurassic World movies, but I have ridden the Velocicoaster at Universal. And that's I'm pretty sure that's the first upside-down roller coaster I've ever been on in my life.
What?
And it was something. Yeah. Yeah, I was not an upside-down roller coaster guy. In fact, I went on Velocicoaster, and then my wife tried to get me to go on the Hulk, and I almost chickened out of going on the Hulk after doing Velocicoaster.
You had never been on an upside-down roller coaster before?
Never.
You riding teacups?
yes, obviously.
Let's go to the Hulk. No, I'm going to go ride Dumbo.
I'm more of a people mover type guy.
Wow.
I like the Hall of Presidents.
You're a monorail dude.
See, I'm a monorail guy. I'm a Hall of Presidents guy. I'm a, what is it? The great, big, beautiful tomorrow.
Yeah, Carousel of Progress.
Carousel of Progress. But you use those rides to get out of the sun for a while, to get away from the foolishness. But then you go throw down a turkey leg and then meet me at Space Mountain. Like, let's go.
That seems like an awful combination.
I'll tell you, man. Six Flags growing up in Atlanta, Busch Gardens when I was younger.
Crowder, I went to school in Tampa. I lived literally across the street from Busch Gardens.
USF is right there.
And I did not go there a single time.
That's
the 4 years
man.
I was at USF.
That's legitimately crazy.
I lived across the street from there.
I'll tell you, last summer we did the Velocicoaster, whatever the hell it's called. Best roller coaster
Amazing.
I've ever been in my life.
Really?
That and Guardians of the Galaxy are both great.
Yeah, the Avatar one at Universal, wherever the hell it is, you haven't been.
Animal Kingdom, I think.
Now these kids, Animal Kingdom. Now with these kids, man, I get to do it all. That damn Velocicoaster, I'm a tough dude. Man, when they take you upside down over the water, then drop you towards the water, I'm like, man, get me off of this bastard. Daddy, let's go again. I'm fine. Y'all got it.
Yeah, I want to be the dad that can go on the roller coasters with his kids. Like, I want to be – I can't be a Pell. Like, oh, no, this is outdoor upside-downsy roller coaster. No, you have fun, Timothy. Go ahead.
Have you guys seen the picture of me on the Hulk for the first time, you know, when they take the picture at the certain spot on the coaster? Have you guys seen that photo of me?
No.
Well, don't show it to me if I can't use this against you for the rest of the time.
You can use it
because
against
me. I want to call you a word that I have to call you off the air right now.
I posted it on my own social media.
It doesn't make any sense to me. Like, you'll go on Dr. Doom's Fall.
That's exactly what my wife said. She goes, you go on that, but you're not going to go on the Hulk with me? I was like, eh, no. Yeah. And then I went on it twice.
It's fun. I never chicken out. I'll always go with the kids, but once you want to run it back five, six times.
I mean, he looks constipated.
Oh,
like, he looks like genuinely just disturbed, disgusted.
He's scared. What is that face?
You're not.
I was just trying to get through it.
Don't even look scared.
I was just trying to get through it, guys, okay? And I did.
Jurassic World Rebirth, by the way, is what's coming out. Somehow there's another island, I guess. Spoiler. Dinosaurs will get out of their enclosures, and they will take over.
Hey,
what?
I've learned yet.
I'm going to watch it anyways. I love Jurassic Park 1, 2, 3, Jurassic World 1, 2, 3, and I'm going to love Jurassic World Rebirth or whatever the new one is.
Oh, no. Jurassic Park and Predator, you can give me all you want, and I'm going to consume it. Mm-hmm. I enjoy that.
All right. Let's do... Road to Repeat, sponsored by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius, the official energy drink of the Florida Panthers. We're live at Amerant Bank Arena today, courtesy of Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, by the way. We are very much looking forward to a game four. Mike Cugno, who we can see is dressed great right now. Nice. You pull out the suit for the finals.
Good looking man now. Good looking man.
Well, Solana's in a sport jacket today, so he's upped his game, so he's trying to chirp others.
He stole it off a bum.
Man, I was so embarrassed last game because I told you guys I wasn't planning on staying. So I came in my Florida Panthers hat. I was just kind of wearing like pants and a quarter zip. Mm-hmm. And then I got enthused. Oh, you know, I'm talking with Cugno and Appel, and we're downstairs. So I'm like, all right, I'll stay. Now I'm in the press box.
Yeah.
Crowder, I look like a clown with a Florida Panthers hat in the press box.
Good. That you think that outfit is nice?
Yeah, I came dressed to impress today.
And TJ Maxx little shirt. Those crotch-hugging pants. You think that looks better? Come on, man.
No lineup changes for the Panthers tonight. Appel, you were at morning skate today.
On the ground.
Was there any thought that the Edmonton Oilers would be making large-scale changes at all while you were there?
Certainly there was, and there hadn't been a confirmation on who would start in goal until after their morning skate, which was after the Panthers, and there was some discussion about whether or not it would be Stuart Skinner tonight or it would be Calvin Pickard, who finished the game the other night in Game 3. But confirmed Stuart Skinner tonight, and as we talked about with John Ahlers in the 3 o'clock hour, Troy Stetcher going to come in, Jeff Skinner going to come in for Edmonton. I don't know really how much of a difference those two guys will make in the grand scheme of things, because the Oilers aren't going to go anywhere if Leon Draisaitl and Connor McDavid perform like they did in Game 3 and if Stuart Skinner performs like he did in Game 3. I mean, those are the three most important pieces to their puzzle, and I'm not really sure Troy Stetcher and Jeff Skinner are going to be difference makers for that team, right? They're just kind of guys who are shifted around towards the bottom of the lineup, and hopefully maybe that provides a spark. But, you know, when the game is being decided, crunch time, need a big shift, it's not going to be Troy Stetcher and Jeff Skinner out there. It's going to be Leon Draisaitl and Connor McDavid. And I thought Alexander Barkov and Sam Reinhart had their best game of the Cup to this point in Game 3. Draisaitl only had one shot on goal the entire game. McDavid, I believe, was held without a point in that game. Hopefully the Panthers can replicate that again tonight, but I think I agree with Paul Maurice, not that I'm in any position to disagree with him, but I do think we're going to see a much more focused and disciplined Edmonton Oilers team, and I don't think we're going to see the parade of the penalty box in the first period by either team that we saw in the first three games.
If it is, it benefits the Panthers straight up.
Well, certainly if they are not taking more of the penalties, yeah. Right? Because the Panthers held Edmonton to 1-for-6 on the power play in Game 3, and the one goal they did score was...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
20 seconds left on the power play at the beginning of the second period. Outside of that, there were not a lot of chances generated. I don't know how much you want to take a chance again, giving Edmonton six power plays in another game. I don't know how many more times they're going to go 1-for-6, given that many opportunities.
And I think that's the thing we didn't talk about in game three that I thought about today riding in, where we're all jacked up about the six goals. We're jacked up about winning the fights. Holding them to one goal in a game, that's what this is about. It's not about – we can score 11, and they can score 12. Like, holding them – our defense is where it should start, and that's the criticism of Barkov and not being – you know, not having a goal and all of that stuff, where he's doing the real heavy-duty lifting on the other side of the ice.
Yeah, we talked about that earlier in the week with Doug Plagans and the sense that people were Barkov's a -3 and Barkov doesn't have any points yet in the Stanley Cup. But his job is so much bigger than just producing on that end. And would you like to see him contribute offensively? Of course. But he didn't get a point on the Sam Reinhart goal, but the play he made along the boards to free the puck from John Klingberg opened up a scoring opportunity for Sam Reinhart.
It's why I like watching the games with Cugno and with Appel. No joke. Like, they know hockey. And I didn't notice that. They're showing me the replay. They're like, man, Reinhart doesn't even get that opportunity if Barkov isn't against the boards, forcing the turnover that then somehow landed. Like, he didn't make the play necessarily, but, like, those are the little things that you don't notice until you notice them.
And even if those little things don't result in a goal, if they're in their own zone defending and a little nifty stick lift or gets around somebody and gets the puck out to center and they're able to kind of force a change for either, like, there are so many little intricacies that this team does so well, and Barkov is one of the best at it.
We're going to talk with Cugno here in a second. I just want to give everybody some quick headlines. They're brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. There is a bit of NFL news here. Brian Rolopp, he's a highly respected, I'm reading from Adam Schefter, longtime NFL executive who some considered to be the potential successor to Commissioner Roger Goodell, is leaving his post as the league's EVP to become PGA Commissioner. Mm. He's been with the NFL for 22 years. Barry Jackson tweeted something out from Shams Charania, and I went and listened to what Shams had to say, but this is what Barry Jackson wrote. Shams reiterates just now that Suns are most focused on Heat, Spurs, Rockets, Knicks, and Wolves in the Durant talk. Same five teams that we talked about the past couple days, Crowder. Quote from Shams, some teams are more motivated to get a deal done sooner rather than later. And then Barry does point out, three New York newspapers say Knicks aren't pursuing him. I listened to what Shams said. He also said this is going to come down to two things, whether Durant is strictly looking for a contract extension, like, hey, wherever I'm going, I want the two-year $120 million or $110 million. And which team feels like they're just a Kevin Durant away from a title, those teams are more incentivized to give KD the deal that he wants. We'll talk about that coming up in a few minutes. No Marlins today. They're off. They're back at it tomorrow on the road in Washington. And, of course, the Pacers did take a 2-1 lead in the NBA Finals over the Oklahoma City Thunder. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. It is partly cloudy in South Florida. It is around 85 degrees, hot and humid. Tonight, the lows are going to drop into the upper 70s, low 80s. It's about 22 degrees inside the Amerant Bank Arena. What? I'm going to go try to find a tee. Mike Cugno joins us next.
Coming up next on the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I'm Mount Rushmore of chicken wing flavors. Honey barbecue, mild, medium, and boneless.
Okay. Boneless? Flavors, though, huh?
Hawk and Crowder.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Game four tonight at the Amerant Bank Arena. And Appel, Crowder, and I, Solana here. Jimmy's back in the studio. We're live at Amerant Bank Arena today, courtesy of Celsius Essential Energy Drinks. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius, the official energy drink of the Florida Panthers. It is going to be absolutely hype in this building in about 3.5 hours. When people are already inside, they're drunk, and they're ready for another ass-kicking courtesy of Gajewicz, Bennett, Reinhardt, and the list goes on and on. And Mike Cugno could kick all of our asses if he wanted to.
Well, like in a five kick. Should we try this? We've had this like little friendly battle back and forth for a couple of years. So ever since the whole tugboat incident,
I think
at some point we just need to do it.
Just need a lock up,
right?
Mike.
Like, I mean, pay per view, Mike Tyson, one of the Paul brothers. Like, we can pull in some money.
All right. Yeah. What should the line be at?
Oh, Cugno.
I think
plus 800.
Plus 800. That actually feels pretty good. I actually might take that.
Mike Cugno from CBS4. You're out here. You're watching this game. Mm-hmm. And I was watching game three with you. I was kind of just standing over your shoulder the entire time. But what was like, okay, the next day you're reflecting back on the game. What was your biggest takeaway from that? Was it just, hey, the Panthers played their game, Oilers fell into the trap of what the Panthers wanted to do? Or I was kind of telling Crowder yesterday, man, the Panthers did something so uncharacteristic in game one. They gave up a 2-1 lead or 3-1 lead, 2-goal lead in that game. Mm-hmm. If they don't do that, which they almost never do, they have a chance to sweep tonight. Are the Panthers just better?
Yeah, well, they're deeper for sure, but you've seen this is the only team that can push them to the brink. So by no stretch is this series far from or over. It's far from that. It's going to be tough. Even if the Panthers win the next two, it's probably going to be a grind. But to me, that game, and we were talking about it up there when we saw the video of Corey Perry kind of doing the whole turtling thing.
Yeah.
It was a 2-0 game or 2-1 at that point. And to me, that's where it felt like all right, we know the Oilers are now worried about the wrong things. They started getting to this, the chippiness and all that stuff. That first period didn't go anyone's way because there was never any five-on-five hockey. It was special teams throughout. Power plays and penalty kills, it's hard to really evaluate all that stuff. The fact that the Panthers, like Matthew Tkachuk said, if you have to take a punch in the face, take a punch in the face, they were able to do that to the point where they're literally breaking sticks over dudes and not fighting back until you have to. That just shows the maturity of the Panthers and that they're just the more composed team. And who knows, man, the Oilers could take a page out of their book right now and apply that for the rest of the series, and it could look different.
So we shouldn't get too excited about a butt kicking because it was 4-3 game one, 5-4 game two, split that. Then it's a 6-1. Okay, we got them now. Yeah. It's not we got them now with the Oilers.
No, I remember last year the Panthers lose a game 8-1 on the road. So and that was game four, I think.
Game four, yeah.
So and look how long that went from there. We thought, okay, just wash it away. No, I just don't count them out. No. You know, I don't count this Oilers team out. They're too strong with those top two lines. And yes, like I said, the Panthers have the depth for it, but I don't count your chickens before they're hatched. Man, we've done that. Oh, be scared? That's kind of my MO with everything in life. So,
Cugno, what time? I guess you kind of alluded to it there, but I don't think, and Paul Maurice alluded to it earlier today as well, like we're not going to see that type of unhinged Oiler performance, at least tonight, and make a couple of changes to their lineup that, personally, I don't think are going to make too much of a difference in Skinner and Stetcher, but it's impossible to go into a game again thinking that Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl are going to be held at bay like they were the other night.
Right. No, I think that's maybe the – if you're looking at like the X's and O's of it all, maybe that's what you really take away from that game was that the Panthers did a really good job of just clogging up that neutral zone. Like, no one was getting really behind them. You saw the Aaron Ekblad hit. And even Seth Jones kind of joked about in the locker room those last couple of days. Like, we don't want to give Ekblad too much credit for that hit because, you know, they're all in there.
Right.
Right? Like, making it nearly impossible to get through. And that just stands out as the play that showed you what the Panthers were able to do schematically and able to slow those guys down.
Can you think of a better, speaking of hits, and honestly it was in a similar spot, can you think of a better encapsulation of the player that Sam Bennett is to deliver an open ice hit, skate to the boards, deliver another hit, and then pick up the puck from Etu, take it on a breakaway, and score? I feel like that is the perfect encapsulation of the type of player that Sam Bennett is.
That is, and it's like that kind of like bulldog, right, mentality where he can kind of do those things. And it was fun from a fan standpoint to look at that replay and realize he got two hits on the
two.
Puck. Yeah, it wasn't one. It wasn't the one. We all saw the one. Went, oh, but then the puck kind of.
And this clown Calvin Pickard on the bench for Edmonton throwing his hands in the air. Like, it's right. The worst, most illegal hit he's ever seen.
Right. Well, that's a goalie. He doesn't want to get touched. He doesn't want to get hit.
He doesn't know anything.
Like these quarterbacks out here, right? Yeah. Always asking for penalties.
Yeah. Speaking of quarterbacks, Mike Cugno joining us here live at Amerant Bank Arena. I want to transition quickly to the Dolphins, and I want to get your take on KD as well. But what's your – and I know you're kind of in Panthers mode right now, but mm-hmm. minicamp has been going on. The big takeaway, I guess, is – and it's what we've talked about. So I think it's the biggest takeaway that, you know, the Dolphins are implementing a new culture mm-hmm. and there's a culture shift and, you know, we'll see. But when you hear that and you hear Bradley Chubb talk about, yeah, we talked about it for 2 years, but now it's actually happening – I mean, you're around the team a lot. You've been covering the Mike McDaniel era as closely as anybody. A culture change was necessary, in your opinion?
Yeah. Well, it's like show me, because like you said, we have been talking about literally the thing. I even think I may have even done a sideline hit on this in the preseason about how the locker room kind of takes care of all these things, and we didn't see that last year, right? They talked about it in the preseason, but we didn't see it to the point where they're openly talking about finding guys who were late to practices or meetings. You know, that's the kind of thing where you said, well, you said one thing and you showed me something different.
Wow.
So until – and obviously, so you need it. Show me and then do it, and that's what I'm looking for.
And speaking of that, it starts with leadership, honestly. Mm-hmm. A coach, you get mad or get happy, cuss if you didn't, you cuss. Like, now we're tough. No, it has to start with the leaders.
Right.
I know we were scared. Teron Armstead's gone now. Calais Campbell's gone now. Those veteran big dudes that mm-hmm. can intimidate somebody and pull them to the side. And then now Tyreek's been talking all offseason about, oh, now I'm gonna prove to my teammates something. Could you see being out there, even though it's, you know, early in OTAs and all, somebody really trying to step up to take those guys' positions?
It has to be Tua. Like, to me, that's what it has to be. It has to be everyone in the locker room has to be afraid of letting that guy down.
Yeah.
And I think there are some guys on that team that probably feel that way just because they know what he puts into it every year. And I know Tua is a polarizing guy and gets criticized all the time. The injuries keep piling up and it keeps him off the field. And so this team never looks like the way it should. But I think it has to be the point where the guys in that locker room look to him for all that. Like, it starts with him. And they have to be worried about letting him down. And I think he has to kind of create that in the locker room.
I agree with you, but that made me think of something that Coach L told us earlier, is that you have to have guys in the locker room that hold others accountable. Mm-hmm. He brought up a story about Durant Scott going into the locker room, Kenny Kaji, after he walked off the court the day before a Duke game.
Yeah.
And I was starting to think to myself, well, Teron Armstead's gone. Like, I don't see a single guy on this team that is that person, or if they tried to, would have the credibility to be that guy. Mm-hmm. Maybe Jalen Phillips, I guess. Maybe Bradley Chubb, I guess. But, like, who else is there? Maybe Tua is that guy, but
yeah.
I don't see anybody on the O-line anymore without Teron Armstead. It's certainly not Tyreek Hill. That's right. Going to fall on deaf ears. The guy walks off the field for his team in Week 18 last year against the Jets. Like, who is the guy this year? There's nobody there.
Well, I think the names could have been Zach Sealer.
Yeah.
Maybe even Jonnu Smith, because of how long he's been in the league. But the problem is neither of those guys are even showing up because they want to get paid.
Well, Zach's there. I mean,
he's there, but he's not practicing.
Yeah, one thing Zach said at the end of last year in the closeout locker room interviews was, like, you had to be comfortable with having the uncomfortable conversations. And we'll swing it around here to the Panthers, because, you know, Paul Maurice was asked yesterday about how guys respect him, and he thought it was because, look, I tell them the truth, whether it's good or bad. And that way they know if it's coming from me, I'm speaking true to you. Like, whether you want to hear it or not, you at least know what I'm telling you is fact. It's real life. It's not fluff, anything. There needs to be some of that with the players in the locker room. You just have to be straight up and honest.
I think that might filter down, though, from the coaching staff as well, because –
Well, yeah, sure.
How they handle certain situations.
Sure, sure. That's all at the top. But if you talk about, like, players being leaders, there's some of that too. Like, you have to be completely honest with each other.
Yeah, and it doesn't have to, like, it's fear. You don't have to be fear. It has to be respect.
Right.
Like, it's not
different. Right.
Tua's going to go over and slap somebody.
He's not being a jerk. He's telling me what it is.
And I respect you enough to listen and adjust my behavior towards mm-hmm. that. Even the simple part about being on time. Like, Zach Thomas was never going to just slap the hell out of somebody. But if Zach puts you to the side and be like, hey, bro, 10 years in the league, I've been here every damn day or early. You need to bring your little young ass in the locker room early.
Right.
My bad, Zach. I'm sorry. I'll be there. And I never missed it. I never came late to another meeting. I wasn't fearful of Zach physically. I respected him to that level.
In a football locker room, let me ask you this. What is the best method for that? Is it doing it in front of others, or is it doing it one-on-one to the side?
It's like coaching.
Mm-hmm.
You have to read a guy. If a guy's going to get all up in arms and embarrassed because somebody's hearing you snap on him, pull him in the locker room. You know, pull him, talk to him at lunch. Just go sit and have breakfast with him. You have to read those young guys. I'll be honest, I wasn't great at reading people. I was just going to scream and cuss at you if I got mad every time. And Mike Nolan had to pull me to the side and tell me, because it was Nolan Carroll. Remember the corner?
Oh, yeah.
He messed up a trade-off in coverage twice during the practice, and I went crazy. You dumb NFL, I told you he's coming this damn way. Cover this MF, I'm going to cover. And Mike Nolan put me aside like, Crowder, I'm teaching out here. You can't be screaming and cussing at people while I'm trying to teach. And he kind of showed me, like, and Nolan's not made like that. His mother was the governor of Florida or something. She was like, he doesn't get talked to like that at home, so why would you think he's going to respond to that? And it clicked to me when Mike Nolan told me, like, yeah, let me pull Nolan to the side and explain this to him X and O-wise and not just call him a bunch of terrible names. So I think it takes a leader to understand who you are really trying to address.
Can you start pulling me to the side? And because I get called names left, right, and center, and it's not working.
No,
send this to Hawk. It's not working.
Tough skin, Cuneo.
Before we let you go, Cuño, I mean, I want to talk to you about the chicken tender story as well. We're just not going to have time. You're not eating chicken tenders tonight, though, right? Even though it's good luck for the Panthers.
He's not eating it. He's just holding
it. Yeah.
Well, he also – I don't know if it's a price difference.
Do you know him?
I don't know him, but, I mean, go to Huey Magoo's and get the good chicken tenders, not the –
But it's the game. It's the game chicken tendies, right?
It's the stadium ones, right? It's the stadium
tendies. They got Huey Magoo's in here.
I don't even know what that is.
Did you just say tendy?
Tendy.
Tendy.
Love a tendy.
Chicken tendy. Yeah.
But you not knowing.
Call them tendies?
Mike Cuño not knowing what Huey Magoo's is the most on-brand thing.
No.
Mike Cuño. Kevin Durant and the Miami Heat. Before I let you go, Cuño, Cuño's got to do a TV hit in a little bit. Kevin Durant, the Miami Heat. There was just a report now that Shams was saying, hey, the team that needs Durant more and they're trying to get this done sooner than later. Which team feels like they're a KD away from a title is what it might end up coming down to. The question we've been debating, Crowder and I and Appel, are the Heat a Kevin Durant away? Tyler Hero, Kevin Durant, Bam Adebayo. Is that good enough to compete in the East? Because, Cuño, I'm looking at the Indiana Pacers right now, and if you and I were having this discussion 3 months ago about the Pacers and I told you, hey, they're going to be in the NBA Finals, you would have said, no way. I think that kind of proves the East is wide open, doesn't it?
I think it's we're in a weird period with the East where it is up for grabs because the Knicks are good. The Celtics are not going to have Tatum.
Right.
So if there's ever a year where, yeah, I would typically say no, they're not. But for this upcoming year alone, barring all the other moves that these teams do, I will say yes. And this one little microcosm of the year, it's possible.
And if it means having to pay Kevin Durant the extension he's going to want, which is $110 or $120 million over 2 years.
If you're operating in windows and you're Pat Riley and you're like, I do this in 2-3 year windows with whether it's LeBron, the big three, or Jimmy Butler, and you just try to maximize those windows, and you're trying to get one more title before you call it, sure. Yeah. I mean, but you have to get creative with – I mean, oh man, they have to do some contract gymnastics to make all of that work, to bring in enough role guys. Because talk about the Pacers, like Neesmith and Nemhard. Come on, man. Like, good on them, but like, it's not exactly household names.
Yeah. All right, Mike Cuño. So no tendies tonight?
We'll see.
After the show, meet me down at Huey Magoo's by 109.
Where is that?
By 109.
Okay.
Mike, it's fried. They're fried. You don't eat fried.
But the Huey Magoo's was partnered with the Panthers for like two seasons. The last couple of years, if the Panthers won a home game or a game, I think you had to show up to Huey Magoo's. We know because Aronde Gadsden was a regular at Huey Magoo's. He'd keep his Panthers shirt in the car, and you would get buy one, get one chicken tender basket at Huey Magoo's.
Huey Magoo's sounds like the fast food joint in like an 80s comedy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Good on them. That's a great name. It's a fantastic name.
All right. Yeah. Mike Cuño, thank you very much, man.
Yeah, we survived.
Kind of.
Hawk wasn't here.
he'll probably text you something insulting now.
They went easy on you today.
I'll put you to the side, Mike.
Yeah, thank you. I need a little pick me up.
The 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour is coming up. We're gonna take a break here in the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour. We'll obviously get you ready for game four. Billy Lindsay, the blonde bomber, he's gonna stop by. We're gonna preview this game coming up. Obviously, you can listen to it right here on 560 WQAM. It'll be Doug. It'll be Billy as the Panthers look to take a commanding 4-1 series lead. The Hockman, Crowder, and Solana show rolls on after this break live from Emirates Bank Arena.
This is the Hockman, Crowder show.
I think healthier food actually just tastes better.
Ridiculous.
Hockman, Crowder.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.